Steve's Fairy Tales. Steve?
Thank you, Morag. Well, boys and girls, today's fairy tale is called The Story of Wally. Once upon a time, there was a little town called Wally. Actually, Wally wasn't big enough to be a town. It was what they call a police village, which means if it wasn't for the police, nobody'd live there. The people of Wally were called Wallines, who never did what you would expect, such as move away. Wally used to have its own bowling alley, but the owner-operator found it confusing to be simultaneously a bowling instructor and a short-order cook, and one day tried to spare up a 5-2 split with a cheeseburger. Other than that, there was no place to shop in Wally, which was perfect, since the Wallines had no money. Then one day, the mayor of Wally announced the opening of a new indoor mall with 79 stores, one for each Walline. Wally became known as a boomtown. Then the explosions tapered off. Wallines sensed an opportunity, so they all put their houses up for sale at a very high price. Unfortunately, none of them sold, and the Wallines were getting pretty depressed. What would they do? I don't know. Well, why don't you read the next part? Okay. They bought each other's houses. It was the suggestion of the real estate agent. Within a couple of months, nobody could afford these high-priced homes, so the Wallines did the only sensible thing. They abandoned their houses and moved into the mall. That's progress for you. The end.